The Daily Catch on CKBW.ca.
I'm Evan Taylor, and welcome to The Daily Catch for April 6th, a wrap-up of all the news that matters to the South Shore today.
There has been a clarification on whether or not you can drive in Nova Scotia. The province's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Robert Strang, says the police are not ticketing people just for driving.
What we are asking people, like, it comes back to common sense. If you do need to make an essential trip, some people, including myself, drive in, have to go to work. That's fine. That's necessary. We also know people have to make essential shopping trips to get their groceries, get their pharmaceutical products, get money from the bank, potentially.
Dr. Strang says they are simply asking that people minimalize the number of trips that they take and to not use driving as a social occasion. So far, there have been 10,218 negative test results and 293 positive COVID-19 test results in Nova Scotia, with ages ranging from under 10 to over 90.
The Prime Minister says Parliament will resume in a reduced state in the coming days to pass critical COVID-19 legislation. Justin Trudeau says they also need to look into convening Parliament virtually.
Parliamentarians from across the country who were elected to do their jobs of representing their citizens in normal times and in times of crisis can make themselves heard. It can't be just about folks who have proximity to Parliament or the ability to get here.
The Conservatives are pushing for a smaller selection of MPs to oversee government decisions. Restaurants Canada says more needs to be done to help restaurants survive the COVID-19 pandemic. A survey finds 9% of restaurants which have closed won't reopen, and another 18% could close within a month if the situation doesn't improve. Spokesperson Luke Erjevic says restaurants, landlords, banks, and governments need to come up with a relief package for rent, mortgages, and commercial and business taxes, among others. The organization says payment deferrals aren't enough, as restaurants traditionally already have thin margins and the impact of the crisis will slow down business even if they reopen. While many people are using all this extra time at home to clean up, you may need to find somewhere else to drop off your unwanted items. Diabetes Canada typically operates large collection bins where people can drop off unwanted household items that are then either sold or used to help those with diabetes. However, in response to COVID-19, Diabetes Canada suspended collection in order to protect their staff. Apparently, that wasn't enough, as today they sent an open letter to local politicians urging them to inform their constituents of the service disruption and, if necessary, to implement fines for people dropping off items. They say it is impossible to guarantee the safety of their employees or those visiting the drop-off bins, hence the need for the closure. The NSLC announced its first employee with a case of COVID-19. Release from the NSLC says a Portland Street liquor store has reopened today after closing for cleaning Friday afternoon. The release says it was discovered that an employee was exposed to COVID-19 outside of work and tested positive. All workers at the store were told to self-isolate until the test results came in and the store opened with employees from other locations. The release said the NSLC would not release any info about the employee, but public health is currently reaching out to anyone who may have been in close contact with that person. Paper towel and disinfectant wipes are hard to come by these days, and so are masks as people try to protect themselves against COVID-19. Dr. Theresa Tam, Canada's chief public health officer, has asked that masks be conserved for frontline healthcare workers, and that has people making their own. Shannon Mader, owner of D&S Upholstery in Bridgewater, is doing what he can to help out with what he has on hand in his shop.
Upholstery shops are using their product they have in stock or ordering. There's a need for it out there. It's just sitting underneath my table. I might as well use it for something good.
There is no charge for the masks, and Mader said he is sure that there are people who can use them. Local manufacturer Abco Industries are also doing their part to help out with COVID-19. In a Facebook post, they announced that they have outfitted their Lunenburg facility to produce medical-grade face shields. They say they produced 3 masks in their first day of testing and will scale up production in the coming days. Abco typically produces industrial food equipment, but made the switch in order to make a meaningful contribution in the fight against COVID-19. The company also says they are working on another project that will assist the medical community, with more details expected in the next few days.
That's your Daily Catch for April 6th. More on these stories and more can be found in the links below.